this was the first day you got to show them why you were brought here, right? Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you? Was it more exciting, more nerve-wracking, more anxious?
It was more exciting than anything. It was a little bit of nerve-wracking also because, you know, first day of PAS, just the first day of PAS. Every year is going to be a little nerve-wracking, but I was more excited than anything to get there and just do what I do on the football field.
How did it feel to be doing it?
I felt amazing out there.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you did?
I think I did pretty good today. I think I had some good things and some things I also need to work on. Just new playbook and new game plan, just get used to everything and the adjustments out there.
How do you view this spot? You know, that defensive tackle spot. That, you know, that's the only position that's really different on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Do you look at it and say, I can grab that spot?
Yeah, I feel like I can grab that spot because it's one of those spots you have to be physical in there every single play, and I'm that type of player to go in there and be physical. And you got to be out of yourself and into the team to play that position because defensive tackle, you make a lot of plays, but also you got to open up plays for other people. So you have to go in there and be aggressive and physical every single play. Great defensive tackles also not a great defense. Playing beside them, they're vets, and they teach me a lot every single day, helping me critique myself and things I do. And I'm playing beside them as well as Snacks, helping me become better as a whole defensive player all around.
How was that dynamic? Because you got three guys who all want to have the same spot, mm-hmm. but you got to work together. How does that dynamic work?
It's just we all go out there and play. And the best player initially started at the end of training camp. And we all just go out there and try to get better each and every day. 1% better every day is what we try to work on.
Dalvin, is the term to be starting that important given that the Giants will probably use rotation and everybody's probably going to get snaps once the 53-man roster is set?
I think just in football in general, no matter what level, everybody wants to start. It's just like just being a football player and being so competitive, you want to start. I feel like we're going to have a great rotation in the defensive front just like I did at Alabama. It's going to be a great rotation. We have great defensive tackles and great defensive ends, and it's going to be a rotation all the way across the board.
What do you think you need to do to win that starting job?
Just go out there and just make sure I can prove and show how aggressive I am, getting off of blocks, and just making plays in that defensive tackle position.
Has it been tough then to have so many, obviously, practices without pads where you really can't show that?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough because, yeah, without pads, you really can't show it, like you said. And it's just now we got pads on, I have to make sure I can execute my chances when I go out there.
The next step, I guess, is next Friday night, right, against the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
when you get to face the opposing offensive line, right? I guess that's the next step in the progression.
I'd say the next step is tomorrow. We have to take it one day at a time, and when that game comes, I'll be ready. And, just one day at a time, you have to get better each and every day before. You can't look too far ahead of the future.
Have you made any changes to your body since the draft?
It's pretty much I kept my body the same. I tried to lean out at a heavyweight and just stay lean and make sure I could run around like I always have at Bama and just stay healthy.
So what are you at weight-wise?
Right now I'm around 310, 311.